hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old Bravs, everybody. It's me, Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What's going on with you?
Nothing. Nothing really is going on with me. I'm a little hungry, and that's about it. That's
all right. The news. Well, it's a very good day over here because it's Selling Sunset Day.
Yeah.
Which is getting more and more fun to watch as we take notes on it. And to people who are writing us going, so I tried watching Selling Sunset, and it was like a bunch of privileged morons doing nothing. Yes, you got it.
Yep.
That's exactly what it is. Okay, everybody?
Yep, that's it. Figured it out.
You're gonna nothing happens. Love it.
Even last, we're watching, the whole season is available, but we're watching it one episode at a time, because we're recapping it, you know, one week at a time. But even so, in this week's episode, when I was watching, I was like, nothing's happening. Are we going to have an episode? And I was like, oh, wait, no, of course. That is the episode. That is the show.
Yes.
Nothing is happening. It is the Seinfeld of reality shows.
No, that's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, sorry. You're right.
We just can't be giving that title to anybody, okay?
You're right.
But yeah, it's a fun show. Go check us out on our other shows. I do Rose Pricks, which is a bachelor roast. We're in full swing right now. And Ben is on the Game Brain podcast, and he does cartoons on YouTube called The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is pretty hilarious. And let's give some shout outs to some small businesses, shall we, Ben?
All right. Here's one. What?
You start.
I'll start it off. Okay, so Susie Yoder wrote us. She wanted to tell us about a black-owned business, because we're trying to, amongst our small business shout-outs, we really also want to profile black-owned businesses. And she's giving a shout-out to her cousin Lily's business, Lily Shepherd Moves. Lily is a sensual movement specialist teaching dance classes over Zoom in the Austin, Texas area, once in-person classes resume. Her Instagram is at Lily Shepherd Moves. That's Lily with only one L, Lily Shepherd. And it's LILYSHEPARD Moves. She is going to be doing lots of classes, including a $10 sip and twerk on Saturday nights, which, you know, why not learn some basics there. And she also has a $19 bad bitch energy course, where you can learn how to set boundaries like a boss and master your energy like a goddess and radiate confident bad bitch energy. So go to lilyshepherdmoves.ctcin.bio.
Love
it. Just look it up on Instagram, Lily Shepherd Moves.
Okay, and mine is from Kate. Kate has an online t-shirt shop, and it's called Songbird Shirts, and it's inspired by her love of music. She offers cute graphic tees, and she makes a point to offer her t-shirts in a variety of sizes to accommodate all types of individuals. All sizes welcome. If you're interested, go on Instagram and follow her at Songbird Shirts. That's Songbird Shirts, and you can check out all of her designs and access the link to her shop. So good luck with that, Kate. You go, girl.
Email your small business shout outs that you want to watchwhatcrappens@gmail.com, and put in the subject small business shout out. And especially if you are a black owned business, or you want to give a shout out to a black owned business, put that in the subject as well, because that way when we go to do these shout outs and we go onto our Gmail, we do a little search function and can find it very easily, David. Oh God, Gmail.
Because if not, we will not find you.
We will not find you. Much like how I didn't find David's mistress for so many years. Oh, God. Oh.
All right. Well, here we are with a little Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset.
All right. Let's
get into it. And there was a cliffhanger. There was a cliffhanger last week. A big, big cliffhanger, guys. So in case you didn't remember, it was the big unveiling of the $40 million mansion in the hills. And Jason and Brett were having a really important, showing of the
puppies.
Really important. We're all going to be there. Yeah. Rochelle's going to be there. Christine's going to be there. Davina's going to be there. And Mary's going to be there. And Maya's going to be there. So it's going to be really big.
I'll tell you this. There. I don't want to tell you the whole guest list right now, but I'll tell you there's going to be a lot of thin people in heels that are too tall for them to walk in. I'm going to tell you that right now.
And I'm not just talking about me and my brother. We're all all going to be there. It's our specialty. It's our niche. It's the hills. So.
Yeah. Nobody of size is allowed there. Okay. This is not Songbird Shirts. I'll tell you that. Okay. Must be thin to enter anything that they do on this show. I was totally watching, thin. Thinking that as I watched it. I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, would I be even invited to buy a house? Like, fuck you guys. Okay. So we get a good Trixie song to play us into this. Playing with fire, I should have learned. Somebody's gonna get burned. We got burned. Bad, bad, bad.
We got burned. We got burned. $40 million mansion.
Oh, and Christine is there in her ridiculous Marilyn Monroe outfit.
Like that girl. Yes.
The IKEA Erica Jane has arrived. I mean, when you make Erica's outfits look like tasteful and well planned out and appropriate for the occasion, you're missing the mark.
Yeah, just a little bit. So she's there and there's awkwardness because she and Chrishell are on bad terms and they haven't seen each other in months and months. And so Christine is there like schmoozing and Chrishell is at a different part of the party and she's basically ruining David Mamet's legacy. She's like, ABC, always be closing, right? David Mamet somewhere is like, you are ruining my play. You are ruining it.
Coffee is for... I forgot the rest. She's like, damn it! Oh!
It's like that, my favorite play, Glengarry Glen Close. No, that is not my play!
And Christine has brought her hot new husband, Christian, who... I'm sure it's all licks with these two, because Christian's like, comparatively, I mean. So she's introducing him around, and Mary the Marionette is like trying to not be upset that she hasn't met my God. This guy, and she's just like twitching all like a bird, like kind of hearing something off in the distance, like her eyes are
wide,
like.
I totally saw it, Ronnie, because last week when you mentioned it, I hadn't noticed it, but this entire episode, I could not stop noticing how herky-jerky Mary is. I feel like it's like she's like got video game ragdoll physics, you know? Like, she just is like, and her head, it's like her head is perpetually trying to catch up to her body. It's like she moves and her head is like...
Yeah, she's not like loose though. She's like really like there's like a tightness about it. God, it hurts my head actually. Everything hurts my head. But like there's like she's always being frightened. You know, like when people like move their head back and jerk it.
Yeah.
So she's kind of like jerking everywhere. And she's like, oh my God, it is nice to finally meet you. Like, what is finally? She's known him for like 2 hours.
I know. I also noticed, by the way, that this. I feel like this episode, Mary became really into saying, this is my dream house. Because she's like, this $40 million, this is my dream house. Anyway, oh my God, you know, Christine had a lot to say about how quickly Romaine and I got engaged. And I don't know how long they were really dating before they got engaged, but it's like a fraction
of the time. And she's like leaning her arms back on the couch trying to look all cool during her interview, and she keeps like putting her chin like way back and like looking at the camera like that, like from above. Oh my God, she's such a weirdo. I love it. And I also noticed later in this episode, sorry to pick on Mary so much, but I'm like fascinated by Mary. There's something so weird, like her body looks like it was just put together in Geppetto's shop, you know, and she's come to life. And also she has like a real voice under all that, because she talks just kind of like this, like normally, but then sometimes she talks like she has this in her voice too, and you can hear it. It's like a ghost, that's a spirit that's taken over a doll body, and it's like kind of coming out under that. Zool. You'll hear it and listen for it, because you'll definitely hear it. She'll be like, she's oh like, my God, I love this house, like I'm getting married too. Whoa,
I am the key master. I am going to listen for that. I love that there's all these nuances to her. Yeah, she just looks like a regular pretty girl, and then you find out that she's herky-jerky and has a demon inside of her.
Yeah, it's something. And I think it's probably just smoking, like, probably a past of, like, smoking and coking and, you know, everything else. But you just hear it under there sometimes. It'll kind of come out like that.
So, Chrishell is saying how she has nothing to say to Christine. And Davina is then talking to Christine, and she's like, because, by the way, when Davina talks... She always lowers her chin down to her chest. She's like, I'm going to speak forehead first. So, have you seen Chrishell? She's like, Have you seen Chrishell? But she's also kind of nervous. I've actually discovered, I had a big aha moment about Davina. And now, actually, Davina's one of my favorites.
Oh, God. All right.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Please go.
Convince me. Go ahead.
Admittedly, Davina has been very terrible. But I'm also, I detected some very strong reporter Christina Gibson reporting at large from her. And that she is like someone who has been thrown in with a bunch of Lindsays and is trying to keep up, and she doesn't know how to modulate her, like, try to be mean girl. So she overdoes it like she did last season. And I realized that ultimately none of these women like Davina, and they are ready to kick her to the curb. And that sort of gave me like, oh, she's Christina Gibson. She's kind of Christina Gibson to me. And now I have like a soft spot for her.
Well, we definitely see that in this episode where we're like, oh, so nobody really likes Davina.
No one likes Davina. They hate
her.
And she's just trying to fit in.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just trying to fit in and be like a mean girl like them, but she doesn't know how to do it.
And that's why she's like throwing everybody under the bus, because she's trying to win points with the mean girls. Like, look, I'm cool too. I'm making fun of the new girl too. So,
yeah. Because remember, like last season at the finale, she like tried to come for Chrishell, and she sort of thought she had a perfect case. And then like Mary was like, Davina, I'm not even mad at her about it anymore. And Davina's like, but.
Yep. So she's starting shit, of course. She's with Christine, and she's like, so have you seen Chrishell since you've been here? Because she's right over there. And Christine's like, oh my God, like, acting weird. Yeah, I saw. She's weird.
Just so weird. And so, yeah, Davina's like, yeah, she didn't want to hang, so I don't know. I don't know what she's thinking right now. So then Chrishell goes up to a bar, and she's like, hi, can I get a vodka rocks with lemon, please? And they just do a close-up of the lemon going to the glass. Goes, boom! I was like, why did we dramatize that moment?
Very artistic lemon shot. And then you just hear Maya talking behind them at this real estate party. She's like, oh, yes, I look at real estate, and I say, I love the pool.
Yeah. I love the pool. I live here for 15 years, so I know the market very well.
Yeah, I see the pool. I like the pool.
Yeah. Miami, yeah.
So Heather's with Chrishell, and she's like, I mean, look at all the houses we could sell in this view. Isn't it pretty? So, like, you weren't in the office the other day, so you didn't see, but Brett was giving me so much shit about my relationship again. I'm like, shut up, Heather. Like, here you are bringing up Brett and how jealous he is of you. And then that's all you do in every episode. Just end up with Brett, okay? Obviously, you want to.
Heather is uniquely awful. So Chrishell's like, Brett's wanted to talk. I mean, he invited 7 girls here tonight to meet him at this party, okay? And so they're like, oh my God, classic Brett.
And Christine's coming, and they don't really know what to do, so they're making small talk, because it takes forever for Christine to go anywhere, because her heels are literally like this tall, like they're so, like 5 feet tall, and she's in this like tight little glitter dress and like trying to keep this huge fur on her, and she's just walking like, tink, 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 tink.
And it's also the longest walkway to a pool in the entire Hollywood Hills.
So she comes over and she's like, hi, ladies.
And she's like, can I have a moment with Chrishell, if you don't mind? And Heather's like, oh, are you good? Because I was just telling a story about how, like, Brett was, like, totally jealous of my relationship again in the office. Like, did you hear about that? Because everyone was talking about it, I hope.
Right? Out. Okay, so I just wanted to say hi and catch up, because I'm really ready to get back to work. And I know I haven't seen you in, like, gosh, I don't even know how long it's been. I just don't want there to be this tension and awkwardness. Like, I don't want you to just walk into a room and avoid me anymore. So what can we do?
And Chrishell just starts power squinting at her, like if I squint hard enough and not smile, maybe she will pulverize herself. Which is big, because Christine smiles at everything. Like, literally, she has this, like, permanent, not Christine, Chrishell. She always has, like, this permanent smile on her face, like.
But it's Southern smile. You know, you have to learn to read a Southern woman smile, because it's like pageant smile, but it's also like, I'll fucking cut you. And we're seeing that now. We didn't see that much from the first season. But now she's like, no, I will not forgive you. Just like a huge, like, Tammy Faye Baker smile, you know?
She does like the frown smile where it's like, well, everything around her face seems to suggest she's smiling, but if you actually look at her mouth, it's a frown. Like, people do that. Oh, by the way, we are doing, this is Crappens on Demand. This is actually being, if you want to watch us do these ridiculous faces, yeah, go to patreon.com.
We're laughing at each other making faces.
We're just making faces. By the way, that's the entire recap. Half of it is just Ronnie and I like bobbing our head and making weird faces at each other. We're like,
So Chriselle's like, you know what? I'm just not good at being friends with you, you know? Like, it's been so toxic being friends with you. And so many times you brought toxic energy to the room, and I just don't want toxic energy, okay? Like, this huge smile, like she's just brought you a pitcher of iced tea. She's like, enjoy that.
Christine says, so are you not going to give me a chance to be your friend? Is that what we're saying? Sorry, my ponytail is kind of dragging my head to the side. I'm going down. Ah. Oh, God. I'm over the edge. Someone, please. I'm going to fall into the astroturf turf next door. Oh, no.
Could you please hold on to my ponytail while we have this fight?
And then we cut to Maya over there going, I think it's going well. Yeah.
She's talking to the himbo. She's talking to Mary's fiance. What's his name?
Romaine.
She's talking to Romaine. Himbos are on Bravo. Yeah. She's like, look at that over there. They are talking. And he's like, who wins? She's like, no. It's not like that. It's like, I have good feeling about this. And he's like, no. I bet. We bet. Okay. I wager the ring Mary bought herself. Okay. I wager that.
Yeah. So Chriselle goes, you know, Christine, it's just that every time I deal with you, you do something insanely, ridiculously hurtful, like telling all the other girls not to like my Instagrams, or when you had a party and you made fun of me on the drink list to hundreds of your guests. I was like, what? First of all, like telling all the girls not to like your Instagram. She's like, I had a feeling that this post should have had 7 more likes, but it's not there yet, and I don't know why.
And I like that last week I was like, do they even really work together? But now you can see that they do, because none of this was on camera. And this shit is hilarious that this is what they do. It's like, oh my God, you know what? She told me she didn't want me to like your Instagram. So
So then we cut to Chriselle in her interview, and she has a menu, a cocktail menu from Christine's party.
A big
framed
one.
And not only does she have it, it's framed. She went to Michael's and got this shit framed. And there's a list, and every cocktail is called, like, you know, Mary's Boblin Soda, or, like, you know, Davina's Not One of Us Ale. But then there's at the bottom. No, they're all like benign names, like Mary Margarita. And
yeah, but none of them. Yeah, none of them even have like a cute name. It's just like Mary's Margarita, you know?
Yeah. And then at the bottom, it says, Chriselle's Two-Faced Tonic. Oh, my God. It was like...
So funny. What? And Christine's like, but you had a party prior, and you didn't invite me. And she goes, I did not have a party prior, Christine. She goes, you did. You had a party prior, and you didn't invite me to your prior party. I mean, you had a party prior. She goes, Christine.
It was a prior party. It was prior. Okay?
You had a party
the other day, prior. The other day, I went to Netflix, and I was like, show me all the movies by Richard Pryor. And guess what? Your party came up. I was like, oh, my God. She had a prior party.
It was a party prior. So yeah. She's like, no, I didn't. Christine, now listen, we had a party on the same night, okay? And
does
I was like, okay,
prior.
So you're tricky. I was like, that's fucking tricky of you then, because you've been making it sound like she had this huge party and didn't invite you. Well, you had a party too and didn't invite her. So come on, Chriselle. But she's like, we had a party on the same night, and yes, I didn't invite you either, but I didn't put your picture on a drink menu to embarrass you in front of the guests. Like, to me, it's insane that you could do all this crazy behavior and then just like sit here and talk like nothing's happened.
Yeah, says Chriselle, who then says, maybe I am two-faced because I have my professional face and then I have my other face, which is this. Which is kind of funny because Chriselle being two-faced is still actually one face because that's the only face she gives. But still. So Christine's like, this is my olive branch, and I've reached out many times. Listen, you moved into your new house, you know, with your dog. I sent you flowers, and I heard nothing from you. And she's like, my dog? No, you sent flowers because my dad died. Christine's like, you know. I guess I was busy making that menu.
And she's like, I was dealing with the coroner, and then Jason and Davina call freaking out, telling me you're flipping out over me not saying anything about the flowers you sent, but I wasn't home and I didn't get them.
First of all, I'm so sorry from the bottom of my heart that you had to take your dog to the corner. Just give me one more chance to not be a fucking bitch, okay? Listen, I love and respect you from the bottom of my heart. I really do. And I want you to give me a chance to talk behind your back a little bit more. So please, will you do this for me?
And Christine tells us, like, it would be nice to, like, walk into a room and not have her run away from me. Like, I have ex-boyfriends for that, please.
Yeah, I have so many ex-boyfriends, okay? So then Ringo Starr comes over and sits down. He's like, yeah, I'm Christian. I'm rich. And Chris Shrell's like, okay, I'm just going to go and leave you guys behind because I actually married a really hot guy. And even though our relationship's about to expire, I still have that over you. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors,
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Virilio, it's Lindsay Ferrelio.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
So, hot steady, hot steady, hot steady. So we're with Davina and Christine driving to see a house. And Christine's like, rude ass driver, you better fuck off, driver. These drivers gonna suck my dick.
They're honking at her because she's driving basically a yellow Walkman from 1985. I don't care if it's a Lamborghini SUV.
It does the thing look like a yellow Walkman.
What I used to play my mixtapes in.
So they get to this huge house, and Christine's like, oh my god, it is so funny that this is the house, because I drive past this house
all the time. No, I'm serious, this is the coolest house ever. And oddly enough, though, the house honks at me. I don't know, houses could honk, but it honks at me.
That house just called me an effing b-word and flipped me off. So crazy house.
It reminds me of this party I had over the summer when I served a cocktail called My Dream House. It can go fuck itself. Margarita.
So it's this enormous house, and it's so LA. It's like huge. It's a huge box, and it's got like gross colors. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. How would you explain this? It's like a light pink on the inside and weird carpeting. And like, how is this $100 million?
I can explain it. I can explain it. This is the house in the movie where Harrison Ford and his family move into it, and it's like Annabella Sciorra or something like that. And it's like, finally, we got our dream house. And then it's like at night, it turns out that it's like haunted, but they're like in this glass house where like theoretically everyone can see them, but no one can save them. That's the sort of house it is.
What was that movie called? Was that called like Glass Houses or something?
Oh yeah, maybe that's why it's coming to my mind. Yeah, I think. Oh, you know, Virginia Madsen and Harrison Ford?
I don't know. Was there a girl dead?
It's a Virginia Madsen movie. This is a house that Virginia Madsen would be held hostage in, though. That's what this sort of house is.
So Davina is like whispering in this house for some reason. It's so funny. Like they're the only ones there, but it's so fancy that she whispers. She's like, it's over an acre. It's over an acre, this house. It's really
There's
big.
There's a kitchen. There's a kitchen. And Christina's so full of it. She's like, this is the most fabulous kitchen I have ever seen in any home. And I'm not just saying that. Wow. Look at all the room on this island to put up a menu that says, Chriselle is a C word. Margarita.
Christine does need to come up with new words because all she ever says is, this is fabulous.
Fabulous.
These windows are fabulous. This kitchen is fabulous. That bathroom is
fabulous.
Fabulous. Guessed it. You guessed it.
Fabulous. Fabulous. You know what's not fabulous? That this is off of Coldwater, and that's a loud and very busy road. So, not fabulous.
Yes, and that was, we see this a lot on Married to Men, really any show that takes place in LA. People spend like all this money to make these homes, and they're like, but the freeway is right there, and there's no views, and why would anybody pay $100 million to live with a backyard that looks like a prison cell? Why?
Yeah. I mean, I thought the house was actually pretty amazing. I think that's like one of those houses where there's no view, but it's an amazing house. But then again, if you're going to be charging $100 million, maybe there should be a view. So yeah. Christine's like,
the best
I think,
view in the fucking city, okay? It better be built on top of the nicest house. Okay.
Well, I think that we all know that the best view in the entire fucking city is actually the $40 million listing because they can't make roofs like this anymore. Actually, LA has just outlawed roofs. So now all houses have just like no ceilings and roofs. So this is the last roof you will see in Los Angeles.
And Davina's like, I worked really hard for this client for 5 years. Like, oh, by the way, that's the famous chandelier. It's famous. Look, it's a chandelier and it's famous.
Yeah, I know. I tried to be its girlfriend and it wouldn't allow me, so.
Oh my God, that chandelier just sent me flowers. This is so crazy.
This house, I would estimate it's $70 million, okay? This is like billionaire status. Billionaire compounds, millionaires have views. Am I right? Am I right?
And she's like, come on, we need to make this work somehow. Help me make this work. And she goes, what would you do if Jason chose not? She's always turning her head away when she talks. She's like,
yeah.
What would you do if Jason refused to let you have this listing? What would you do?
What would you do if on the eve of you having the biggest payday of your professional life, I told Jason that six people were found dead in the basement and it's haunted forever? What would you do?
Pretty much. And the problem here is that Jason's going to be jealous because this listing is so huge. The biggest one he's done is $40 million. And she's like, there's no way he's going to give you a lot of trouble for this. One, because it's jealous, but also because it's so much fucking money that it's going to be hard to find a buyer for it, you know?
Yeah. So now Davina is basically already starting to debate, if Jason doesn't go for this, is she going to kind of strike out on her own and try to list it herself? Because there's various rules about how agents have to work under brokerages. And so she would have to like go with a different brokerage.
Well, she has a broker's license. Yeah. So she could do it herself, but it would basically mean doing it herself, like leaving the company. And like, is she going to go out on her own for this big, huge house? Because she's like, so like the woman is whispering in the house, like she's so in awe by the amount of money that it's supposed to be. But it's just all talk value. That shit ain't worth $100 million. Give me a break.
Yeah, she has dollars in her eyes.
Yeah.
So now we go to
I just got all serious about this show. I'm like, come on,
Davina, be realistic. Be realistic. So now we go to the valley. And we're at this, like a $2.4 million house. Certainly not $100 million, Chriselle.
Nice try.
Oh, God. Nice try in the valley, Chriselle. Oh, wow.
And this one's pretty. Like, this one, I think this one's very pretty. This show is making me want to move to the valley. And I don't know if it's like propaganda for the valley, but I'm like, wow, the valley's way better. Like, all the houses are better. Everything we've seen in the valley has been better.
Until you drive out your driveway. So then Chriselle is basically,
That was Ben who said that. Anybody who's confused needs to go hang on someone.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm going to hit on the Valley. All right. I've spent a lot of time in the Valley. I lived in the Valley for a little bit. I worked in the Valley. Okay. I know the Valley.
I have not like the Valley. I have rights.
So anyway, so Chrishell's having this open house because she's still on this like mission to legitimize the Valley in the Oppenheimer brothers' eyes. And so she's like, there's a lot of opportunity in the Valley. Like, people here have parties and they don't make fun of you on their drink menus. It's a whole different world out here.
She's like, you know, it's really great. The only problem is it's by the highway, but that's not really that big of a problem. It's a huge problem. It's like literally on the, it's like in the middle of the road on a highway. So Maya comes over with her baby.
It's next to a dog kennel, across the street from an airport, and under a highway overpass. But other than that, it's like an adorable space for a family.
She goes, I don't know if you believe in God, but he literally poops on this house. But otherwise, it's a good house. It's good. It's all it has walls.
It's a great house.
So yeah, Maya comes with her baby, and she's like, oh, my clients, they get married, they have baby. They don't want to live in the hills anymore. So they live, I don't know where this is, but... here we are someplace. Maybe they live here. I don't know. Do they live here? I think I see baby. Is there baby? Oh, no, that's a car. His baby? That's his car.
To research this listing, I saw Luke who's talking. No one told me who's talking yet, but maybe in the Valley I find out who's talking. You know, and like I'm excited to explore the Valley and see what that market holds for, you know, for babies who talk.
So she's like, Chrishell, I have stroller, the stroller heavy. I need your help with stroller. And she's like, oh my God, I just don't understand how you do this by yourself. And she goes, she's like, well, I tell you how you do. You get osteoporosis or osteolipolis.
I get herniated disc everywhere, osteoporosis. I get word processor in my back.
So Chrishell's like, oh my God, it's a baby. She just starts like goo-gooing all over the baby. And Maya's just like, if he spits on you, I take no responsibility. You break, you buy.
Show me the house. I want to see the client and tell me a little bit about it, okay?
So they walk through this house, and of course, to me, this entire house has been invalid because there's a giant, giant clock on the wall. You know those, you know, we're used to like the giant IKEA clocks that are so tacky that people put up that are like sort of this weird Victorian clock that it's like you could hang off of it from, you know, like what Doc hung off of from Back to the Future. But this one was even bigger. This was like a huge clock. I was like, you know what? I know we can get rid of that clock. I know it doesn't come with the house. But just because it's there, it doesn't make... I don't trust anything about this house anymore. They're termites. I'm telling you right now.
I hate those fucking clocks. Someone gave me one of those clocks as a gift. And I have it here. And I'm like, I can't with this clock. Like, everything I've said about these clocks, like, I cannot put this clock up. But when that person comes over, it's like, there has to be one nail in the wall for if that person ever comes over, I can whip out that fucking clock, you know? So mortified.
Turn it into a lazy Susan.
So it is lazy. It doesn't even work. I'm like, this clock doesn't even fucking work. I have to take your non-working, ugly... Don't buy shit like that for people's home, you know? No, like, that's not a housewarming gift. Give me a fucking pizza.
Please. So, hey, remember the time we went to Target and we spent like half an hour picking out a clock for me?
Yes.
In the Valley.
Sure do.
In the Valley.
It's a whole bonus episode.
Yep.
So let's see here.
So they walk outside and Maya's like, I'm listening. Oh, it's the 405 highway. It is the most busy highway in Los Angeles. It takes you from the Valley to LAX all the way down to Orange County. This is always activity. Don't matter if it's Friday or Sunday or midnight or 2 o'clock or tuna fish or palm frond, stapler, Jason, sidewalk.
Chrishell's like, well, that party the other day was eventful. There's just something different in the way that she apologized, but I don't know if I should trust that like an idiot. I mean, I was poor once. I don't know if I've mentioned that, but I'm not going to do it again.
I was the smelly kid, okay? I was the smelly kid.
So she's like, you look good with holding a baby. Are you going to have baby because you are holding stroller baby? How you like it? And she's like, well, it's very private, so when people ask me, I say we're discussing it.
Also, we're about to get divorced, so probably no babies for us. I mean, it's true. Sorry, it's not. I mean, it's out there. It's public knowledge. It's public knowledge, everyone. Mm-hmm. So Chrishell's like, I just get mad because I say we're discussing it, and then people say, ask me how old I am. I'm like, that is so rude that people would ask me how old I am because I've worked so hard to look like I'm still 22.
Yeah. It's cost me a lot of money to look this ambiguously aged.
So, next yeah. She's up. Like, you know. Oh, well, sorry, she's like, well, you know, and sometimes I think, like, maybe I want to, like, I don't know, like, just dive into motherhood or something like that. And Maya's like, run for your hills. Run for your hills. She's like, run for the hill. Run for the hills are running. Hill Street Blues.
So next up, we are in a 5-bedroom to be determined price. This house is just like a grab bag of non-priced items, okay, this yeah. episode. So Mary's, you know, coming on in like, oh, hi. Are you Lizzie? I'm Mary.
One of my feet is 2 inches shorter than the other, so if you see me bobbling around, it's perfectly normal. Don't worry about it. Oh, okay.
So Liz is like, well, this is 4 rooms. This kitchen is gorgeous, but it was like 4 rooms, but then we knocked out all the walls and made it a bigger kitchen. I'm like, wow, it looks really pretty. So you've actually decreased the value of your home by having fewer rooms, and now you're asking for probably like 10 times what you paid for it.
Yeah.
Good move, rich lady. Good move.
Smart. Yeah, these original 4 rooms were part of, there used to be a dining room and a bar and a little den here. And the funny story is that Charlie Chaplin once spilled a drink on the head of MGM Studios here, and they got into a fight and they almost had a duel. And then from that came the nickname The Tramp, really a part of Hollywood legacy. Anyway, we tore it all down and put it in an island.
Yeah, pretty much. So Mary's like, we're like, kind of matching right now. Like, if you look at our clothes, we're kind of matching. Which means you should totally give me this listing. I'm up for it.
Yeah, we have the same taste, and I love that chandelier. I love that shandy. Oh my god. Anyway, this is my dream home. Did I mention that? This is my dream home.
My dream home.
Lizzie.
I'm getting married. Have I mentioned that? We're such twins because you are married and I'm getting married. I'm going to say getting married to everybody I meet just because I've almost got the credit of being married.
I'm almost. You know, one thing that you can look forward to with our agency is that we're going to put a big full-size ad, and it's going to say this house is for sale by someone who's almost married. So
I know, I'm like,
it's going to sell.
I can see where you're going. I know that you just love saying you're engaged because you've said it, I think, 30 times today, but you're trying to convince this woman that all of your time is going to go into selling her house, and you're like, guess what? I'm going to be planning a wedding while I try to sell this monstrosity, okay?
Well, and then this lady is like, well, the main thing that we're looking for is someone who really cares about the house because we put a lot of love in tearing down most of its history. And we just want someone who shares that love. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I do. And that's why here's my pitch to you. This house is special. I care. It's a special house that I care about. Love the shandy. And you know what this house has? It has a front lot. It has a back lot. And it's on a street, which I love streets. Have you ever tried going somewhere where there's not a street? It's hard.
Have you tried to drive from Beverly Hills to West Hollywood only on the sidewalk? It's just not a smooth ride.
So
okay?
many but people streets, die like that.
So many. But like streets, they really are like so special. And you know what? Like, I have to tell you, and I'm going to tell you this. I'm only going to tell you this once, but this house, it's my dream home. Like, I would buy it if I could. It's my dream home, okay? The shandy, everything. The streets, the shandy.
She's
wow.
like, look, I would not go over $9,750,000. Like, I would keep it under 10. And she's like, but we put money into it. Like, yes, you put fucking money into it. You don't get fucking $90 million. All these people on this house, they're like, they think they're the first person who's ever heard of a goddamn Home Depot. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying that I personally would not put it above 9.75 only because for me in my budget, I know I want to spend about another 0.5 on the wedding that I'm about to have. So I'm just saying for me personally as someone about to get married.
And you're going to be shocked. This is my dream home. And I'm getting married.
This is my dream home. And I'm getting married.
And this is when I notice.
Please, you have to let me sell this house. I only have 48 hours before the demon inside me tears out my eyeballs. Yes. Please.
Answer me before midnight, or everything's going to change.
You will give me this listing.
So, Brett's condo, 2.8 mil, baby, for a three-bedroom, three-bath. Wow.
Wow. I actually loved this condo. This was, I thought it was awesome. Even though it has Brett inside of it, like everything else, I was into it. I'm like, all that space, it was huge.
Look, I know that I'm coming from the place of a non-rich person, okay? And that a poor person or a poorish person, like, dissing rich people's homes is tacky, like jealous. Maybe it's jealousy, I don't know. But yeah. I look at this and I'm like, $2.8 million, like, I better walk into like blowjobs, you know what I mean? Like, I better walk into blowjobs, M&M's falling from the ceiling directly into my mouth to have a half of you. I mean, he has all that view, and then he has, see the building that's halfway. No, not for $2.8 million for a goddamn condo, sir.
But it was huge, though. It was a huge condo. I don't know. I was into it. I mean, I actually was surprised. I would have thought that it would have been more closer to $3 or $4 million, knowing LA prices.
Eesh. Well, he does a lot of things that, like, people are like, rich people like this. Like, in the bathroom, there's tile, there's marble that just looks terrible with the tile, but it's all really expensive, you know. Yeah. I don't know. It could look like it was very expensive, though. Love the floors. Love the windows, the doors that open.
Yeah, it was nice. I was like into it. So anyway, Heather comes over and she's like, Brett, this is beautiful, okay? And then Brett opens up this big window for this panoramic view. He's like, yeah, this is how I keep an eye on you girls. I can see all the homes in the hills. I can keep an eye on you girls. Ha ha ha. Isn't that funny?
She's like, have you brought any girls back yet? I'm just kidding. Were they sleeping in my room? Just kidding. I love this bath. Have you taken a bath? Just kidding. Like, we have such chemistry, but it's just like for friends, right?
Heather has so many really salient observations, because when he's like, no, I haven't taken a bath in it yet. I really want to, but I haven't taken a bath. And she goes, you have to. Baths are so relaxing.
She's like, oh my God, where's my room? I want to see my room. Like, where's, do you want me room? And Tarek living here? Me and Tarek, that's my boyfriend. Do you want us living here?
Heather is so that girl that's like, where's my room? Where's my room? Where she's actually secretly hoping that he will offer her a room.
Yes, because she has to drive to Orange County, we find out later, because fucking Tarek is like, oh yeah, we're going to get married. You have to live on my turf.
God, could you imagine if like Heather and Tarek started squatting in your mansion or penthouse? That'd be a disaster. By the way, you focus your camera got unfocused. You have to,
I didn't know if that was just the internet.
No, it was the camera.
The magic finger fixed it.
You fixed it.
I've learned that. I learned that there's a magic finger.
So Brett then does this obnoxious thing where he's like, yeah, it's really big. It's almost too big for me. It's almost too big for me. Okay. If it's too big for you, then don't buy it. Okay.
You're
don't
be Brett. Obnoxious. Everything's too big for you.
Everything is too big. Okay. For real.
So Heather's like, oh my God. So I know I just mentioned Tarek, but the sunset's beautiful. Do you sit and watch the sunset alone? Don't you get lonely being alone? Because you're like, there's sunset and you're just alone watching the sunset because you're alone.
Weird. It's weird because isn't it funny that you can watch sunset and then the real sunset while you're on the show selling sunset? That is crazy. I would think about that all the time in my room here.
Yeah, and you would be able to talk about that with somebody if you weren't so alone, you know? Yeah.
I'm going to ask a question that's actually probably really inappropriate to ask your boss, but answer honestly anyway. If we started dating 5 years ago, where do you think we'd be? And if one of the answers is, I would have a room down that hallway. That's totally cool.
Yeah. He's like, I tell you this, we would be divorced. That's where we'd be. He's like, listen, let me be honest with you, okay? Let me be honest. If we were on the same page, I would have a mad crush on you, but we're on different pages. So who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Our bond is so strong, you know? And you're in a good place, right? I'm in a good place. I mean, a big place, one that's probably too big for me because you're alone. That's why.
It's just that we're not on the same page. I mean, I'm rich. You're dating some of Marge County. I'm rich. You're Yeah, Orange County. That's pretty much it. Those are the two different pages.
So he's like, you know, you're in a good place, right? He never mentions her relationship. She's brought it up like three. She brought up her relationship and how he's so lonely without a relationship. He's not biting, right? So she just goes, oh my God, are you going to give me shit about my relationship? It's like, no. He literally said nothing to you, Heather.
He literally does not care. I don't know if this is the twin who had an ex who also dated Torek or not. I'm not sure. But I don't think he cares about Torek. And I think that I imagine he probably thinks that Torek is a hack because he's probably seen Torek's show. And he's like, wow, that's really amazing. He put up Subway Tile again in a tiny house worth $35,000. That's great. That's great. That's great.
So they talk about her relationship and she's in the OC now and, you know, she's like taking care of the kids and stuff. And he's like, listen, I'm glad that you have a relationship and you're happy. I'm happy for you. It's just that you screw up when you're in a relationship and work comes first, you know?
Yeah. And then she goes, you know what? He went through a huge divorce and never thought he'd fall in love again. But then he met me. I was like, ew, stop it.
Yeah. I know he waited so long. It's just been so long for Torek.
Are we sure that Torek doesn't realize that you're not Christina? Are we sure? Because there is that possibility too, Heather.
Like literally exactly like her.
Yeah.
So then we go to an $8 million condo where Mary's putting out wine, jerking all around. Mary puts out wine while jerking all around.
I wrote down Mary teetering around a listing with Oppenheimer wine.
She's literally like, jerked right into the camera. The camera's like coming up to her and she's holding wine. She's like,
she literally was like, whoa. And by the way, Davina later on tries to do a Mary jerk, but she just doesn't have the same panache. Did you notice Davina's jerk later on? She like trips over herself trying to talk to like one of the brothers.
She almost falls down. It's the heels they wear on this show. It's so hilarious. They are ridiculously tall and they're always trying to outdo each other with how tall their heels can be, but nobody can really walk in them. It's so funny.
So Jason, so she's like bobbling over with her with the wine and just like, hey Mary, I'm calling you up. This is Jason. I got an email. I got something really funny in my email. It was a forward that says there was a man on a boat and it started to rain and then God came down. Oh wait, no, not that one. That's not the forward I was talking about. Oh, we got an offer on that list. The Doheny House. Yeah, we got that.
Oh my God, I can't wait to celebrate with you. I can't wait. And she does like that when a roller coaster is going up the hill and you're like all the way back.
That roller coaster anticipation. Mary, did I just hear some glass breaking? Did you just knock over another champagne bottle?
Like, Mary. I got it. Don't worry, I got it. So then
Mary,
Amanda,
did you put on your seatbelt? No.
Amanda comes home or comes over. She says, honey, I'm home. So Amanda comes over and she tells her the news. And Amanda just keeps joking, like, could you help me with this dead body? I've got a dead body in this bag. Could you help me? Hey, it's a dead body in this bag. Want to help me? It's really heavy, like a dead body. Right.
And she is there to help do some staging. And Amanda starts talking about how she's like, you know what? Like, interior designing, it's just like a natural gift I've always had, and it came from growing up really poor. Like, I lived in a trailer and I would get a can of paint a year and I would just paint everything I could.
Do these twins only hire people who grew up like extremely poor? Because this is like a lot of storylines right now. Did they meet them like in like little brother little sister programs a long time ago? Like, one day you're gonna be in giant heels selling homes, kid. Don't you worry.
And you get more than one can of paint a year. That something about that story did not ring true to me. Like, for sure she's very talented, but I was like, you got one can of paint a year? Like, it just...
Did she say that? She got one can of paint a year?
Unless I misheard it. There's also a very distinct possibility I misheard it. I thought she said she got one can of paint a year. Like, I just am like, I just feel like she had other paint opportunities.
Yeah. You're like, you're going a little far with that one can of paint a year thing. But her story, so she became a DIY master to decorate, just started making really funky things. And then, you know, a couple of friends hired her when she was in trouble, but then she it was enough to like build a resume, and she's a self-made woman. So you go, girl. Yeah. So then Mary is like, oh my God, fascinating one paint a year story. So Romaine and I were looking at wedding venues because I'm getting married, and we were like, oh my God, let's talk about the list like just a little bit more. And then he said, I know one person who's not going to be on that list, and her name is Davina. So.
And I was like, what? Because I didn't understand his accent, so we had to say it like five times. Yeah. And I was like, oh. So then I said, what? As in like surprise what instead, not like what'd you say what? And I was like, why? And he said that like she's disrespectful and she's negative and like he doesn't want her to sit there with all her negativity. So I was like, okay. And then I knocked over a vase because I was like bobbling in shock. So it was
yes. Weird. And this is totally Mary saying all this, not him. I'm sorry.
Not him at
Romaine
all.
Romaine did not go home. Romaine has never said more than three words at a time. He did not say, that woman is not coming to my wedding. How dare she criticize everything all the time, her negativity. Nah.
Now, I guarantee that Mary for the past few months was saying, I just feel like when Davina did that, it was just so negative. It was just so negative. And when she did that, it was negative. Blah, 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 blah. And then when she's like, oh, I guess we'll have to pare it down. Who should it be? It's like, well, Davina, you know. It's like, oh, I can't believe Romaine would suggest that.
Yeah. And Amanda's like, well, you know, he just has to sit down and tell her. And she goes, you bet, because I'm not doing it. I'm not telling her. I was like, that's going to be an interesting scene.
So Amanda tells us, well, you know, it's fair, you know, because Davina made, you know, when Romaine, he wasn't making a lot of money, you know, and so, you know, when he proposed to Mary in that really heartfelt proposal, he didn't have enough money, so we had to buy a moissanite ring, okay? And then Davina made fun of it and totally emasculated him. Like, you make your bed and you lie on it. Like, if he felt emasculated by Davina, then that's on Romaine. That's not Davina's fault. Okay, you got a moissanite. I don't even know what moissanite is.
I know. I just love that they keep saying moissanite every single week. It's so funny. So she's like, you make that bed and you're lying it. And if you don't like the bed, paint it. You know, don't use too much paint because you're not getting more until next year. So
we go back to the office and Jason's like, Chriselle, I'm sending you an email. I don't know why that was funny to me.
It's like, it's from a guy who dominates the valley. And she's like, oh my God, that's our competition. He goes, yeah, soon we're going to be his competition. It's like, still the same thing, but okay.
And Mary's like doing her makeup. That's true. It's still the same thing.
Oh, yeah. But you're so, thirsty? So Mary's like, soon I'm going to be thirsty.
So Mary's like doing her makeup and Davina enters and she's like, hey guys, and they're like, hi Davina, hi. And then we see Amanda's like literally braiding Christine's hair, and like it just like, what sort of real estate, not what sort of people, of course, can braid their hair at the office, but there was just, it was like very funny to me. They're all basically doing nothing. They're literally just sitting there doing nothing on their desks, which someone told me, someone wrote us and said that the desks are plane wings or something like that. Like they're repurposed plane wings.
Oh. Are we out of wood? Has Los Angeles run out of wood? Okay. I know we're on fire again. We got plenty of wood. Okay. Which by the way, I hope everyone's okay. I'm just making like a shitty little fire comment.
Is there a fire in LA right now?
Yeah, there's a huge fire in LA.
What?
Well, there was yesterday. At least it was on the 101. It looked bad. It does not look good. So I hope everyone's okay. Sorry to make no a idea. Shitty off the cuff joke about it. So anyway, Brett's like, yeah. Oh, so my first thought watching Davina, first of all, her outfit. I feel so bad for Davina right now because she's into these like weird. I mean, all the dresses are tight. It's not that it's too tight. It's made out of that little girl lace, you know? It's like a church dress almost. Like, it's that tight lace that's over another cloth. And then later she wears another one of those fucking lace things. Like, that's her style. And then she wears a dress that's like a dress under, but then that see-through material on top.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just Davina. Come on.
She's out of her depth. She's out of her depth, which is why it's hard to feel bad for her. Especially knowing that she's going to be the only one not invited to a terrible wedding. So meanwhile, Heather is prattling on. She's like, Jason, why am I on your Stanley showing email? Is this your way of saying you want to give me a room in your apartment? Am I right? Oh my God, Jason.
And also, Davina is stuck in the back, the very back desk all the time. And so Heather is too. So she starts complaining about that. Anyway, Amanda, damn it.
It leads into it. Because Heather's complaining about, like, I've been here, like, 5 years, and I'm all the way in the back. Like, what's the deal with that? Like, I'm all the way in the back, blah, 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 blah.
She's like, I've been here before her, like, Chriselle, or Mansell, I think she pointed at, and Jason's like, yeah, well, this is how it goes, how long I've known her, you know, because that's how I do things. It's how long you've known each other. You know, that's my ex, that's my roommate, and so sorry.
Yeah, you're right. This had nothing to do with the next part. No, I thought, like, it led into it.
I'd not take. I cannot believe we're almost at an hour with this fucking recap.
I know.
I'm like, did I not take notes? Because I've taken notes on every single thing that happened, damn it.
No, you're right. I, for some reason, thought that Heather getting mad about her seating had more relevance than it did, when clearly it did not.
Well, it doesn't lead into that fight, but Amanda's basically like, you guys have plans because I've got a client with a house in Malibu on the beach.
Yeah. So, yeah, Malibu on the beach. We're going to have a Malibu beach party, and Christine's like swinging her ponytail around. Either that or the ponytail is swinging her around. She's just like... yeah. She's bobbing around like this, and they're joking about what they'll wear. They're like, what's the look going to be? Well, we know that Christine's going to wear something crazy. So what are you guys all going to wear? Okay, it's going to be like Las Vegas. Oh.
Christine's like, I'm going to dress like a slut, obviously. So then Davina wobbles up to the front, and where she almost falls down in her heels.
And the thing is, the way this office is set up is that whenever anyone has to go talk to the brothers, it's like a walk of shame in front of all the other ladies. It's like this, okay, I'm going to be the one to do it. Like, it's like I volunteer as tribute, you know?
Yeah.
So she walks up to Jason, and she's like, hey, so I know I just almost tripped. But you know, I have that great client, because she starts like putting her hands through her hair a little bit. She's like, starts like brushing away her anxiety. She's like, yeah, so we have this great client, and you know, they got that great listing. He's like, yeah, you tell me that he wants to give it to you. She's like, yeah, but he wants to list it at like 80 to 100 million. So
he's like, whoa, that is so overpriced. We're gonna be spinning our wheels. Listen, you know how much it costs? Like, I'm close to $100,000 on a hillside property right now. Okay, we're gonna get stuck with that marketing.
Yeah, she's like, well, we just need one client. Like, maybe, who knows, maybe I'll meet someone at Mary's wedding, and that could be like all we need, you know.
He's like, you sound like an unrealistic seller. I mean, that's embarrassing for us. Okay, I'm more concerned that you're gonna waste money. I mean, what about 49 million? Yeah, the guy's just gonna say, hey, you know what, I think this needs to be $51 million less. Let's do that.
I know. You know, this is just like, it has the potential to be really, really embarrassing for our firm. Oh, did Christine just knock over a lamp with her ponytail by accident? Okay. Anyway, what was I talking about? Something being embarrassing?
Yeah, I'm going to dress like a slut, bitch. It's like, okay, so... Then Davina's like, listen, like, my offer is going to be, like, maybe if they could, like, do 65. And he's like, 65? That's still a bad look for us. And she's like, but what am I supposed to tell him? You're being so negative.
All right. I'll think about it, but... You tell him that it's worth $50 million. Otherwise, we're wasting his time. We're wasting my time. I mean, I could be out, like, finding cool boots that have 5-inch heels on them, you know? Like, that's what I could be doing my time.
I could be designing a TV that comes up from a floor very slowly. Okay, so...
So she basically resolves that she's going to show this buyer or this seller some comps and tell him about... Jason's recommendation, and they're going to hope for the best.
Yes, and she's
so
mad.
Then, now we go back to Heather in the other part of the office, and Heather's like, Tarek's birthday is on Wednesday, and so I got him a Tumi travel case, and he's, like, obsessed with chapstick. So I'm going to get him a bunch of chapstick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Checkmate, Christina. Checkmate.
Cokie Roberts over there, always with dry lips. Tarek, I watch you on the television, sir. So Chriselle's like, when's his birthday? She's like, when's... She just said his birthday is Wednesday. Chriselle's like, when is his birthday? And she's like, Wednesday. So, you know, he's going to be 38. So I was texting his ex, and Christine's like, wait a minute. You have her number?
She's swirling her pony. Like, she actually swirls her pony and, like, wheels her chair, like, into the middle of the office. She's like, I'm going to go wheel my chair into the Davina death walk space. Okay. What? You have his number?
Yeah. And Heather's like, yeah, I mean, I'm around his kid, so I want to introduce myself. And Christine flipping her pony on her. And yeah. Mans is like, yeah, well, as a mom, like, as a person who went through that, that's such a good thing. Because, like, I still haven't met my ex's girlfriend, and, like, my kids live with her. So, good for you.
And it seems like, oh, this is nice. And then Amanda goes, but I have to say, as someone who only gets to paint something once a year, I am terrified with how fast you've met those kids, right? Because, you know, when and if something doesn't work out, their hearts are just going to be broken, right?
And she goes, excuse me, when or if something doesn't happen, we are very serious. It's like, I know. Look, I'm just saying, like, if you do break up, those kids are going to be crushed, you know? That sucks. And she's like, glad you're worried about my boyfriend's children. I mean, thanks.
Thank you. No, I'm just saying that when you do inevitably break up because you don't have any substance and that will probably, you know, wear thin on him.
Yeah.
That's when the kids will be devastated. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, she's like, if I knew I was going to offend you, I would have just kept my mouth shut. She goes, good. She goes, okay, look, I hope you know me well enough to know that I'm not coming for you. Like, I'm not saying something mean. I just was sharing. And she's like, thank you for your opinion. I appreciate it.
Man's just like, well, you don't, because otherwise you wouldn't have had this heated response.
And she's like, I don't, honey.
Well, then say you do. That's just immature.
Yeah, she's like, people should mind their own business. I'm like, really? Because you were the one who brought it up. Like, what the hell?
And then they cut to Chriselle.
You don't get to just be offended. You met this guy in 2 seconds from jumping onto his boat, and now you're suddenly moving in and raising his children. Sorry, you don't get to be offended. People have the right.
Yeah, and also it's Tariq.
It's Tariq. You have to buy the man chapstick.
You're filling a Toomey bag full of chapstick for this man. I mean, think about your life right now.
For real.
And then it cuts to Chriselle, who's watching the whole thing, and she just has her like... face on, like, where she's like smiling but also like oh god face. She's like, I don't know what sort of smile to give, so I'm just gonna do this strange weird face.
Here's what she does. She, whenever she's like nervous but loving it, she just eats one fingernail, like she puts it in her mouth and she's like so my pretty lie. So Davina goes over to fucking Adnan. Like, oh my god, it's always tough telling a client that their house is too high, their price is too high, but I got my best tight lace dress on, so.
So she goes up to the house, and now Adnan the buyer is there, and he's just like a villain from Die Hard, and so.
He totally is, that's the best way to put it. And a woman answers the door, and he's like, this is my associate. Iso.
Eke. Or Iso. Uh-huh. I don't remember. I thought it was like ECE or Eke or something.
Yeah,
Ece. We don't really know who she is, but she sits the rest of the rest of the episode, she sits on the couch and just sneers at Davina. And so does the dog. Like, there's like one scene where all three of them just sneer at Davina, like, you say this in front of dog and you're okay with it.
Yeah. So she's like, hi, I'm doing great. Just trying to put energy into work. So obviously here to talk about the listing. Like, I know we were talking 80 million, but Jason, who's my boss where I work, he felt like that was like too high for the area and like maybe it's too aggressive, but, and she looks like she's going to poop on the floor. She is terrified. Yeah, she looks,
I would be terrified too. Cause this guy Adnan's just staring at her like, really? I will kill Jason to sell this. And look at the dog. Look, does the dog look happy? The dog's like, really? Woof. Really?
You
woof.
Could do this to the dog? And she looks so scared. She's like, I understand. So, like, he was telling me, like, he felt like it would make us look bad if we came in too high. Because, like, I mean, he needs a price at 60, so, which is still 10 million above what Jason told her, by the way.
Yeah, she was futzing it a little bit. He's like, I'm not happy. Not happy at all. 2 days ago, I was on private island killing people for sport. And I flew all the way in for this. And now what?
He's like, realtors always have the same answer. Decrease the price. It took years to build this house. We are not building 20,000 square foot mansions. These are not cheap.
You know, we have lots of realtors we are in contact with as we are continuously building. And if you or Jason want something cheaper, there's lots of them on the market. But if you really want something good, that costs, baby. That costs. That look costs at the dog. Honey. Look at the dog.
And then he starts baby and honeying her because that's such an old fucking gross guy thing to do. Where they're like, oh, listen here, honey. You know, listen, babe. So disgusting. And
he also had the same hair as Muhammad. I wonder if you get to a certain like level of wealth where you just grow out your hair like Jodie Foster, right?
And she's like, well, we could go 70, which is not going to happen. She's already lied about the price, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't want you negotiating with me, honey. I want you negotiating with a client. Now, listen, you're going to leave here on a bus. And if it goes any slower than 45 miles an hour, this building is going up in smoke.
We're going to Century City, and then we're going to hold everyone in that building hostage until Bruce Willis shows up.
So then Davina is like, well, this is like a really big opportunity for me. And then it cuts to Eki or Eche or whatever, and Eche just goes, just sneers.
Giving her this dirty look. And she's like, don't worry, don't worry. I think I could generate closer to 80. 80? Does that sound good? $80 million? Look, you idiot, Davina. Oh, my God. This guy is so full of shit, too. He knows he can't. If he really thought he could get $100 million and somebody told him 60, he'd be like, I can't use you. I'll hire somebody else. Nobody's going to be like, oh, okay, now we'll just go $30 million below asking. I'm sure, you faker.
We will work with you. But I don't want these fancy words. I want you to perform, okay? So no fancy words.
She's like, I wasn't aware that I was using fancy words, but sure. Okay.
You have 3 months. 3 months, and I want this at 75, or else.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God,
I flatten your
you.
Tires.
Yeah, it's like, I won't let you down. And EC's like,
ugh. He's like, ugh. And the dog's like, woof.
So this was good. This was a good episode I know. For this show. I was like, damn, there's a lot of good stuff that happened.
Well, I was like, okay, the episode's going long, but that last scene, I was like, and I was like, I'm like, oh God, Davina, please pull this off. I actually really want Davina to do it just because, like, fuck Jason. Even though, like, Jason may be right, but at the same time, God, I think it would be just so great. Like, Davina's about to not get invited to this wedding. Jason doesn't believe in her. She tried to be a mean girl. She doesn't know what she's doing. And I would love it if she just got this huge listing and was like, fuck you all.
Yeah.
But she probably won't. Yeah. It's probably not going to end out well for her. It'll probably be that she fails, she's no longer in the practice, and then next season she has to come crawling back and asking for a job.
Oh, God. And a terrible dress. Well, that brings us to the end of Selling Sunset. Thank you guys so much for being with us, and thank you for being with us on demand on the video,
yes.
The video watchers. We'll be back next week with some more fun stuff. Okay, so join us then. You guys have a wonderful Father's Day, etc., etc. Whoa,
etc. Yeah, have a great time, and be safe. Wear a mask outside in public, and we'll talk to you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.